Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Gimel. It's being learned the Eli Nishmas Avram Shaul Ben Shalom Betzalma, Erez Naphtali's father, Zichrono Livracha. And the topic is Kol HaTorah B'Loshon HaKodesh, the Torah in Hebrew. Is there any other possibility? The Gemara brings down two machlokuses between Rebbe and the Chachamim regarding the actual recitation of Shema. Whether Shema could be recited in any language, and whether Shema must be recited audibly. The Gemara reads as follows, Tanu Rabbanon, Kriya Shema Kichsava Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says Kriya Shema has to be recited the way it's written, in other words, in Lashon HaKodesh. V'Chachamim Omrim B'chol Lashon, the Chachamim say it could be in any language, as long as you translate it, translate it properly. One can't say that, I'm going to read the three little pigs and say, well, I meant I was saying Shema Yisrael. Obviously, it's got to be a translation that encompasses the meaning of the words. So Gemara asks, my time with the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning? Amar Kra, v'hayu, v'havyasun yu. They should be as they are. Since it was written in Hebrew, it's got to be recited in Hebrew. The Rabbanan, as far as the Chacham are concerned, my time, Maya, what's their reasoning? Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us, Shema, v'chol lashon ata shomea, any language that you understand. The Rebbe Nami, but according to Rebbe, Haksiv Shema, it also says Shema. So, Humi Baile Hashmela Azacha Mashe Tamotzi Mipicha. Rebbe's going to say that you have to actually hear the words that you're saying. It's not enough to just mouth the words. You have to be able to hear them. The Rabbanon, Sarbi Kamandi Amr Lo Hishmela Ozno Yatza. The Rabbanon will say that we don't agree with this halacha. It's not a requirement. You don't have to do this. And the Gemara continues on by just saying, so the Rabbana Nami Haksiv Vihayu. Doesn't the Torah say Vihayu? You, Rebbe, learns that Vihayu, it's got to be in the language that it's written. What are the Chachamim do with this? We say, Hahumi Ba'iluhu Shlo Yikro Lamafreya, that it shouldn't be read out of order. The Rebbe Shlo Yikro Lamafreya Minale, Nafgale Midvarim HaDvarim, learns it out from a different Pasuk, for Rabbana Dvarim HaDvarim Lodarshi, they don't use that Pasuk as a Drasha. So again, it comes out, we have two areas where there's a machlokas. Whether Shema could be recited in any other language or has to be Vedavka in Lashon HaKodesh, whether Shema must be recited audibly between this Mizamachlok, between Rebbe and the Chachamim, both agree that Shema has to be recited in the order, meaning you can't go Uchsavta Mukshartem, Uvisharecha Al Mezuzos, and so on. It's got to be in the order that it's written. But there's actually a sidebar to this first question, which is going to lead to our discussion tonight. The Gemara says, based on Rebbe's deduction that Shema could be said in other language. So the Gemara wants to know, L'meimer desavar Rebbe the Chol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon Ne'amar? Does that mean, the fact that Rebbe says that Shema has to be in Hebrew, does that mean Rebbe holds that the rest of the Torah could be recited in any other language? Because if you want to say that the Torah has to be recited in Hebrew only, why do I need a special drasha that tells us that Shema has to be recited in Hebrew? Isn't Shema part of the Torah? So that the Gemara says, no. It's rich mishum dechsev Shema, because you could have learned the other way. You could still say that the Torah has to be said b'loshon HaKodesh according to Rebbe, but because of the pasuk of Shema, I might have thought that Shema Yisrael, that mitzvah would be different. Gemara then asks, "L'meimer the Sarvi Rabbanan the Chol HaTorah Kula the Loshon HaKodesh Nemra?" You want to tell me that maybe the Chum hold that the entire Torah has to be said in Loshon HaKodesh? And why is this? The Isal Gadaita b'Chol Loshon. If you want to say that it could be said in any language, Shema the Kasi Brachman Alamali. Why do we need the Pasuk of Shema? So Itzrich Mishum Dechsid V'Hayu. So what just happened over here? The Gemara questions if our Machlokas about reciting Shema in Hebrew or in any other language has any bearing on this discussion as to whether the Torah can be read in any language or in Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara wants to assume from the fact that Rebbe specifies Shema must be in Lashon HaKodesh, then the rest of the Torah does not. And from the fact that the Chachamim single out Shema as not having to be in Lashon HaKodesh, the rest of the Torah must. Well, this is rejected. And this Gemara says that our Shema has no bearing on that discussion. The question itself, which appears here in Megillah and in Sota, does bear some discussion. What is exactly what it means when what exactly are we referring to when we're saying Kol HaTorah B'Loshon HaKodesh Ne'amar? The entire Torah must be said in Hebrew. So Rashi in Megillah and Daf Yad Zayin Mabez, parallel subject, explains that it means Likros b'chol lashon. It has to be read in any language. Meaning, if you're saying kol haTorah b'chol halashon, it means to read it in any language. Lachin itzirich b'kriyas shema v'hayu. That's why he has to say v'hayu by shema. Now, just to be sure that you understand what Rashi is referring to, Rashi and Sota says likros b'beis hakneses. So clearly, there was a havamina according to the understanding of Rashi's reading the Gemara that Rebbe said you could have lain there in the Torah in English, for example, to which the Gemara says not so. And really, according to Rebbe, you would have to lain the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh. So this whole question about the Torah being said in any language or in Lashon HaKodesh is specifically referred to Torah laning. That is what Rashi learns. The implication from this is that there's an obligation to read Torah learning. There's an obligation to read the Torah in Hebrew. Or there is type of obligation. Reading the Torah is deoraisa, because from the fact that we thought it's on the same level of Shema, that implies that reading the Torah is a deoraisa. Tosfos is a part of this, because the Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma that Ezra was misakein, Ezra instituted that we should read the Torah, that we should read from the Torah. The Gemara also happens to mention that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein to read the Torah. We'll get into, hopefully, a little bit later what that exactly means. But according to the way Rashi understands things, it sounds like the entire concept of Torah reading is min haTorah. Yet the Gemara seems to say otherwise, that it was instituted by Moshe and then Ezra. So how do we understand this opinion of Rashi that we're referring to Torah reading? So a way to understand this opinion of Rashi is brought down by the Shita Mikubetzes and Brachos. The Shita Mikubetzes writes the following. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, the Rashi Hakli Ka'amar. This is what Rashi is referring to. Not exactly the reading of the Torah, but le'inyan kedusha, the holiness of the Torah. Im hi bekedushasa, shetehei re'uya likros ba beveis kineses. Is it considered to be a chalos of a sefer Torah in order to read in shul? And what do we mean? Im timtzeh lomar b'loshon hakodesh ne'emar, if you want to see the Torah, has to be said in only loshon hakodesh. Im iksuva b'loshon acher, b'sha'ar lushonos. Let's say it's written in English or Spanish or another language. It's not holy enough to be read. You can't ensure. You can't use that English Sefer Torah to fulfill your obligations of Torah reading. It must be put away, buried. If it's written in any other language, Kedusha Kibbalashon HaKodesh. It's Kedusha, it's Kodesh just like it is in Hebrew. The issue at hand in this machlokas would be, what gives a Sefer Torah its special Kedusha? Do we say it's the fact that it was Devar Hashem, give it over to Moshe Rabbeinu? Or do we say that is not only just Devar Hashem, but it's the Devar Hashem, the Lashon HaKodesh, not only the word of meaning of the words of Hashem, but the actual words of Hashem? Now, the Shita happens to mention the idea about whether it's able to read the Torah in public or not, if it was from a Sefer Torah that was written in English. Why should it matter as far as reading the Torah in public? After all, we're allowed to learn Torah in any other language, right? We can learn Torah in English. I'm giving this year in English. What's the big deal if we recite or we read from the Torah in English? After all, isn't Torah reading public learning? So the Rav explains that the Gemara is based on the following. Okay? The Machlokas is based on the following. And here's how the Rav writes. Hamachlokas b'gemara, ikol haTorah kula b'chol lashon nemra or b'loshon hakodesh nemra. Hainu is the following. E nemra l'moshe misinei b'chol lashon. Was it recited to Moshe in every language? Di azai targum damke nechshav kichsava. Then the translations will be considered to be the original form. O dilmar, perhaps, b'loshon hakodesh nemra, the rock b'loshon hakodesh yesh kiyum Kriya Kirsava. And only in Hebrew do we consider this to be reading as if it's written. And what's the reason? What's the big deal? The Asr Likros Targum, the Dvarm Shevichsav, Yetarash Lomar Baalpeh. You can't read the Targum because, again, we can only, the Rav says, things that are written could be read. Things that are not written can't be read in that context. So if the Targum is considered to be how it was given over, so then we're allowed to read it. If not, then we wouldn't be allowed to read it. So that's why Kriya Satorah is a little bit different. The Rav further goes on to say in several places that the reading of the Torah that we do is actually not just a public learning, but it's also a reaction, reenactment of the giving over the Torah at Har Sinai. That is, the Baal Kori functions as Moshe Rabbeinu reciting the words over for Hashem. And that's why the Rav was of the opinion that one has to stand during Kriyas HaTorah for that reason. The Torah was given when we were standing. So keeping these two things, if the Torah was given in Hebrew, then it could be read in Hebrew. If it's not being given in Hebrew, then it can't be read in Hebrew. So we're not talking about whether leaning per se. We're talking about, according to this first opinion, whether a Sefer Torah has the din of a Sefer Torah, if it's written in Lashon HaKodesh or not. The Ritva, though, has a totally different chiddush and understands Rashi as literal as it comes. Rashi, remember, said we were talking about, the question is, Kriyas HaTorah, does it have to be in Hebrew or in English, implying that it's min HaTorah? The Ritva comes up with a big chiddush and says, really? The Yesh Lomar, the Kriyas Torah b'tzibur, min HaTorah b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim. Really? Reading the Torah Shabbos morning and Yontif morning is a kiyum de'oraisa. It's a biblical obligation to do it, and when you do it, you have fulfilled your obligation. Maybe this is why people are extra zealous when it comes to correcting the Baal Kori, that, or they're frustrated, either way. But you do, if it is min HaTorah, then you have to be a lot more careful about the words than you would be if it's min HaRabbanan. The question is, though, according to the Ritva, what do you do about the Gemara that says Moshe and Ezra instituted leaning? That was Tosfos' question on Rashi. So what the Ritva says, Umoshe the Ezra tikein sheni vehei v'shabbos mincha. In other words, our Gemara is talking about Shabbos morning. What it says in Baba Kama about Ezra, and others say Moshe, that is Shabbos afternoon. I also wanted to add in another idea. And just hearing what we said before regarding the Rav. What the Gemara says in Baba Kama, why we read the Torah on Shabbos afternoon, Mincha, and Monday, Thursday, was for the purpose of not going 3 days without public Torah reading. Torah reading on Shabbos might be different. Torah reading on Shabbos might be that reenactment of, Kabbalah HaTorah a little bit differently than the Kriyas HaTorah during the week, because it comes about through a different nature. You can say that, really, the original Chi of the Raisa was Torah Shirah to reading Shabbos morning, Yom Tov morning. Happens to be that Ezra added something on. So maybe that's of a little bit of a different nature as well. Where does the Ritva prove this, though? So the Ritva writes the following. Damrina b'brachos, it says later on in Maseches Brachos, Shelamadu min HaTorah, bracha l'achareya min HaTorah, that we learned that benching, being a deoraisa, I'm sorry, that birchas HaTorah afterwards, making a bracha after learning Torah, is a kavachomer, the birchas HaMazel. That what happens is, the Gemara later on, is that we learn that the chiyuv to make a bracha min HaTorah, the chiyuv to make birchas HaTorah after you learn, is learned that from a kal v'chomer from benching. That's the story the Gemara learns later on. And the Ritva adds, v'lo shayich bracha l'achareha l'mitzvah svigisa b'yom v'layla. You can't say this is talking about stam learning Torah. Why? She'en l'kriya zo shir. There's no limit. What's the Ritva saying? If we're going to be talking about learning out from Birchas HaTorah that you have a bracha in the front and a bracha at the end, and I believe the Kal Chomer is, well, if Birchas HaTorah has a bracha before and a bracha at the end, right? So then Benching, which has a bracha at the end, I'm sorry, benching has a bracha at the end, which is min HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, which has a bracha in the beginning of the Torah, should certainly have one at the end. That's what we have. So the Ritva wants to say that you can't be talking about stam learning, because stam learning, there is no end. The shir is v'gisa bo yom v'layla. We could, in theory, be learning 24 hours a day if our bodies were allowed us to do it, and our circumstances allowed us to do it. Rather, when will we have a situation where we end, meaning bracha, it must be when there's a set amount to be learning. And when do we say there's a set about to be learning? We say there's a set about to be learning when it comes to what? When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. The only time we have such a concept is by Kriyas HaTorah, where there's a set amount. The fact that the Gemara uses to learn another bracha min HaTorah can indicate this is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Of course, there's a question on the Ritva, because there's Yerushalmi that says, Moshe tikin sheyikru b'shabbos v'yom tov rosh chodesh. This is a clear proof that first of all, it's a takana. And second, not a din min HaTorah. And it's also what we're talking about in the morning, because there is no laning on Rosh Chodesh afternoon, and there is no laning on Yom Tov afternoon. So there are three possible ways to understand this. Number one, we don't accept the sheet to the Ritva. There are two, though, that are brought down by the Bach. One is that there really is a chi of kriyas haTorah min haTorah. But what happened? We were told to read, not what to read. Comes Moshe and gives us the who, what, where, and why. In other words, the Ritva will say, we can answer this Yerushalmi by saying, according to the Ritva, there's a base chiyuv to lane Shabbos morning. There's a base chiyuv to lane Yontif morning. There's a base chiyuv to lane Rosh Chodesh morning. What that is, that we weren't told. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe institutes it. We have a similar idea when it comes to davening. The Rambam says, tefillah is min haTorah, but the Zmanei tefillah and the Nusach tefillah, that's from the Chachamim. So we can understand the sheet of the Ritva. And so, again, if we sit up for a second and look back, Rashi says we're talking about Kriyas haTorah. The Ritva himself says that this is talking about literally Kriyas haTorah. All Kriyas haTorah is min haTorah. And as far as the Gemaras, which talk about Ezra and Moshe, we can answer, according to the Bach, by saying that really the obligation is there. And Moshe explained where, when, how, gave us the details. The details of the Rabbanon, the Etzem Chiyuv is Deresa. So when the Gemara says, Kriya Torah b'chol Lashon Nemra, according to the Rashi, the way Ritva's understanding Rashi, that would be literally all leaning. Tosus' own answer. For the reasons that Tosus asked the question, Tosus says the Gemara is actually referring to specific parts of the Torah that are required to be read, such as Parshas Zachar, Parshas Bikurim, and Chalitza, for example. Things that require a special Kriya, but not an actual Kriya Satorah, because there is no Chiyuv min haTorah to read, only Parshas Zachar. Interestingly enough, there are Girsos and Tosos that add Parshas Parah. This could also be found in Tosos HaRosh. Now, we understand that Parshas Zachar is the Deoraisa, as the Torah says, Zachor no Tishkach. Where do you have such an idea by Parshas Parah? One answer is brought by the Aruga Sabosim, and that he says he is an actual Kiyam remembering the Maisa Ego. That really, Parshas Parah is a Kiyam of Zachorash Zachor al Tishkach, Esa Sher Tzavta Shem Olkecha B'Midbar. You have to remember how we angered Hashem in the Midbar, and that, of course, is with the Ego. Now, really, in theory, we should be at some reading the Parsha of the Ego, and that should be remembered, just like we remember Parsha of Amalek. We have said Kiddush and stuff like that. We have Kiddush, we say Zachor Shem HaShabbos, and so on. Except that would be a busha for Klal Yisrael that Rukas of Bosim explains. And I said the Malkin of Ram explains. It's a busha. We don't want to go ahead and just to say that, oh, we sinned, and let's have our public reading denouncing our Avera. In fact, if you know the Minhag is that Parshas Kisisa, which discusses the Egel, is very, very disproportionate as far as the Aliyahs. The first two Aliyahs cover 90-plus psukim. The rest of the five Aliyahs cover 35 to 40 psukim. And the reason why we have that minhag is to make sure that we want to give those first two Aliyahs, which are the actual Maisa Egel, to somebody from Sheva Levi, in order that we don't mevayish or embarrass Yisrael. In fact, I remember one year we were in the Hashkama Minyan, and it turned out we had no Kohen, we had a Levi, and what they did was that they gave the Levi the first two Aliyahs, and the Baal Kori had to read the whole thing straight. And they said this is what Rabbi Wasserman had instituted, or sorry, Rabbi Lovin instituted in the Hashkama Minyan, because for this particular reason. So really, Parshas Parah is a kiyum of the Egel. How? The Moshe Rabbeinu, sorry, Rashi quotes the Medrash, which says, in Parshas Parah, Rashi quotes the Medrash, it says that, you know, the mice of the Parah will be mechaper on the Egel, let the mother come and clean up the sins of, or clean up the mess of its children. And interestingly enough, most all weeks, all years, when do we read Parshas Parah? It's Parshas Kisisa. So that's one possibility. There's another answer, though, is brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is, Parah Duma itself is not a kiyum in Zechiras HaEgel, but really, Parshas Parah is a kiyum in Parah Duma. What is this? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's a pasuk in by Parah Duma which says, "Vaysol of Nei Yisrael v'lagir agar b'socham l'chukas olam." It's a chiddush. Parah Duma does not require a mikdash. In fact, the Gemara in Chagiga brings down that the people of the Galil were mitar themselves and their wine just in case the base of mikdash would be built. They had already at that time still a for Parah Duma, and it could, in theory, work. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So therefore, Parah Duma is different than any other type of avoda that we have. It doesn't require a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, by reading Parshas Parah, It's a key among us. This is the neshama of Parshas Vaseinu. The same reason why we read other parashios. We do the same thing too. If we can't do for the mitzvah for real, at least we can read it. So what we have is, according to Tosfos, the idea that Torah b'chol lashon nemra refers to the specific parashios, the things which require a kriya, like Bikurim and Parshas Sota and Parshas Chalitza, in addition to what you have as far as the other things are concerned, like Parshas Zachar. Some say Parshas Parah as well, and we gave two possible reasons why Parshas Parah is a Deoraisa. Either it's a Deoraisa because of itself, like how the Aruch HaShulchan says, or is the Rugas HaBosem, the Magen Avram, that it is a Kiyum in remembering the Egel. Kol Tov, have a great week.